In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you, especially after the wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving. Now, my family and I had the blessing to go and visit Mom and Dad for a couple of days around Thanksgiving. It was a small Thanksgiving, but thank God we're able to go and see them. Now, anytime I go to my parents' home, one of the things that ends up happening is I begin to think about my youth, right? I begin to think about all the things that happened when I was little. Sometimes it's because of the stories that they tell, and other times it's because of all the pictures. My mom has a ton of pictures of all of us all over the home. And thankfully, up tucked away upstairs, there's a little picture of your priest, about this big, and he's got a soccer uniform on, and he's got a soccer ball, and he's there, right? And that reminded me of that team. Now, I will have you know that I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I was a pretty good little soccer player back then. I believe I was probably the best player on that team. I was a little bigger than everyone else. I was a little faster than everyone else, and I was able to really play pretty well. Now, the thing is, the next year, things kind of changed for me. And the reason they changed was because I went up a level. All of a sudden, yours truly was no longer the biggest kid, was no longer the fastest kid, and really didn't even play very much. So I was pretty upset. And I remember going to my parents and asking them if I could quit. Now here's the crucial part. This is one of the really hard lessons that we need to learn over and over and over again. It doesn't matter how old you are, we need to realize, what are we to do when we find out that we have weaknesses? What do we do when we realize that we are not perfect? And this question is not only something that we have to ask ourselves when we play sports, but it's something that we have to ask ourselves all throughout our lives. What do we do when actions that we are doing are causing pain in our lives or maybe in our relationships? Do we do the hard work to remove it? Or do we decide to ignore it? What about our life in Christ? If there's something that is a stumbling block for us, what do? Do we remove it or do we ignore it? And this is exactly what we just heard in this morning's scripture lesson. Today's gospel about a young man who wanted to know what he needed to do to be saved. And he was presented with the answer, but the answer really wasn't what he wanted to hear. The answer reminded him that he was lacking something. The answer that he received reminded him that he wasn't perfect. The answer that he received reminded him that he still had to do a little bit more work. And this was a bitter pill for him to swallow, so he made a choice. And this choice caused him to leave, and to leave a bit sad. Today, my friends and my family, it's important for us to realize that we, all of us, have one thing in our lives that might be lacking. We must also realize the way to take care of it is by always remembering to look to Christ. So today, let us pray a little bit about what is lacking in our lives, what we need to work on, especially during these times, these holy days, as we are approaching the Lord's Nativity. So our reading today comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, and it has a title, and the title is usually The Rich Young Ruler. And it's a familiar one. All of us have heard it before. And it begins with a young man who asked the Lord what it is that he has to do to find eternal life. Now, it's a very good question. It's one that we've heard asked before in the scriptures as well. And Jesus responds to him very simply. He says, "You know the commandments. What do you read?" And then he gives him kind of an abbreviated list of commandments, right? He tells him, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not bear false witness. And then he says, to honor your mother and father. Now the young man gives him a very strong answer, right? His answer is one that shows he's pretty confident in his abilities. He's pretty confident in the way he lives. And he says, all of these I have observed from my youth. Now, it's interesting. Every time I read this, I think about a couple of things. It feels like this young man is one of those people that kind of asks a question already knowing what the answer should be. He firmly believed that he had made it. He knew what was required. He knew the law, so he believed, okay, I should be good. Or maybe he's asking because he's really not sure. Maybe he's thinking, maybe I am missing something. Maybe he thought, I'll go to this man who seemed like a learned teacher, and I'll ask him, I'll go to this man who seems to speak for God, who seems to be a prophet, and he'll let me know, he'll tell me that everything is fine, that I'm doing just fine. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out the way he had hoped. The Lord responds by telling him, there is one more thing that you need to do, one thing that you did not consider. He tells him to sell all that you have and to follow me. The young man was confronted with his weakness. The young man was confronted with the one thing that he still lacked. And the one weakness in his life was not so much that he had great wealth, but that he was attached, to his stuff. And when confronted with this, he had a choice to make. He could choose to figure it out, but remember, he wouldn't be figuring it out alone. He would do it with Christ, who asked him to follow him. But he chose to quit. He decided it was too hard to do that, so he left. It's interesting, the people who were there then asked one important question. They said, well, Lord, at the end, they say, Lord, who can be saved? And Lord responds with the key to this whole thing. He says to them, what is impossible with men is possible with God. What the young man was unable to see, that standing right in front of him on that day, was God. And he was calling him to accept his invitation to follow. He was calling him to accept his invitation to be transformed. Because with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And there's one person who knew this, and his name is St. Paul. St. Paul knew that God could do the impossible. St. Paul knew that God was able to work wonderful things through sinful people, people just like himself. St. Paul knew that God shows his power in our weaknesses. He said in today's epistle reading, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. If we truly want to find our salvation, we need to realize that it happens through God's grace. The young man's question was answered when he was told to sell his stuff and follow Christ. He was offered Christ's grace. He was offered this gift. His only job was to accept it. And accepting that gift means to look to Christ and to rely on him. He had to do something. In the book of Revelation, the Lord says the following, behold, I stand and I knock at the door. But the young man chose not to answer the door. He chose not to let Christ in. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, he is knocking. He is calling us and asking us to let him in. He is asking us to let him help us answer that question. What is the one thing that is lacking in our lives? Remember, each of us has something that we are lacking. And this time of the year, as we approach the Nativity, we are asked to look inwards and to consider what that is. And the next question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue ignoring it? Or are you going to accept the grace which Christ is offering? The grace that he came to give us through his incarnation, through his death and his resurrection. And always bear in mind, with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.